Sustainability is about considering the future as we go about everyday life. So, what challenges do young people face today? Hello and welcome to the Future Voices Sustainability Series. My name is Remy Norton and I'm a final year Charles Sturt student studying a Bachelor of Communication, specialising in news and media. I recently had the pleasure of working with Charles Sturt academics and students from Bathurst High Schools to unpack the United Nations Sustainability Development Goals to highlight localised issues of youth interest and concern. I am the producer of the first four episodes of this podcast series that have been written and recorded by senior students from both campuses of Denison College. Denison students came together for a day of production in the new Charles Sturt Communication Precinct, where they learned how to plan and record their own podcast episodes. Students spoke to special guests and industry experts to gain a better understanding of their chosen issues and look forward to sharing some of these ideas with their community.
Hi, welcome to Help Me, the podcast where we talk about entering your existential crisis era. I'm Shannon and my co-hosts are
Sophie,
Flynn
and Matilda. And in today's episode, we will be discussing time management within your work-life balance and the importance of wellness as an adolescent. We'll chat about our personal experiences, opinions, ideas and tips. Oh my God, this morning I almost missed the bus to get here because my time management is so bad. Is anyone else struggling with
that? That's so real. It's so difficult.
It is very difficult.
It's funny you mention that because probably one of my biggest issues that I face. Yeah.
It's really, really hard to balance like school, like if you have a job outside of school, assignments, like extracurricular activities and all the rest of it, like especially as a student and literally as like teenagers.
I don't have a job. That's the thing, and I'm still struggling.
Yeah. Wait, why don't you tell us more about that?
Well, for starters, part of the reason I struggle so much is because my focus wears down after a while.
Yeah.
So I have to take breaks from my schoolwork. I have to take breaks from what I'm doing. But I also need to make sure I'm on top of it all. And I end up just spending time where I'm just sitting at my laptop staring at a document
or
something.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not quite doom scrolling because I'm just staring at my work like, what am I doing?
I get that. And you kind of have like a brain fog almost personally, like looking at my assignments. I will look at them and I'm like, I can't until the very last moment, like the night before. Oh gosh. Every assignment I submitted in year 11 was the night before. And like I had time to do it. I'm just really bad at managing. I would love some study tips from anyone. Yeah, well, for me personally, I hate studying, but a thing that I really like doing, I like flashcards or like palm cards because you can put like I guess like a topic or abbreviation of what you're actually learning and you can have so much information on the other side, and it's a really good way of remembering, like especially if you write it and then all you have to do is just constantly look at it. And I found that a really good way to like obtain knowledge about what I was doing, like especially for my art exam when I had to learn about the certain people, and also music. I think music is a great way to study. It helps you remember, especially if you like know what type of songs you're listening to, like when you're studying, you can think about that and just think about certain things that remind you of what you're studying as well.
It's the 80-20 rule where 20% of what you study ends up being 80% of your results. Therefore, you're only timing what you're doing. You're setting yourself a time limit and you're just essentially being efficient during that. And that results in 80% of what your test results are.
I was going to say, something I do like when I really need to study and I have like a lot of motivation to study is the Pomodoro technique or the Pomodoro method. I hope I'm saying that right. It's basically where you select like a single task that you want to focus on. So say you want to focus on an assignment, you decide like you're going to do this work. You set up your study area and like, you know, get a snack, water, whatever you need to do. You limit your distractions and you set a timer and you work continuously for 25 minutes. And after those 25 minutes, you take a productive 5-minute break. Like, so maybe you go for a walk or you make a coffee or you talk to your family, like something that's away from screens. So like you're going to avoid doom scrolling or just getting in that like vicious cycle of social media where you just can't get off. And then you repeat that for 4 rounds. And then after those, like, so each time you take a break at the end of those 4 rounds, you take a longer break for 30 minutes and then you start all over again. It's meant to be very, very productive and successful. And I've done it like a couple times before, not to the same extent. I did 15 minutes instead of 25, but it really worked for me. So I would recommend that to anyone who struggles with limiting distractions, finding motivation to study. Flynn, where would you say you find your motivation to study?
Primarily because I'm constantly surrounded by people who I all of which, minus a couple, I view as smarter than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I have to be the one putting in the effort because they're going to get better results without trying. I have to get better results with trying.
Yeah, okay.
I have to.
So you're trying to prove yourself, kind of.
Yeah, so it's sort of been like that, and it's been like that since year 8.
Hobbies, maybe. I know that that's another big thing that. Yeah.
That is definite. Experience. I have quite a few hobbies.
Yeah, would you like to tell us?
I am quite a fan of drawing, and I write my own stories. I believe you all know that I play lawn bowls as well, despite it being called an old man sport. The best players in the world are all in their 20s. I don't know why it's called an old man sport, but anyway.
Flynn's getting a bit riled
up
about this.
I'm going to leave that alone. But I, for one, know that drawing functions as a mental reset with me. And just letting my mind wander with my story writing or reading or just playing video games and beating up demons.
Well, is there any more hobbies?
Textiles. I absolutely love sewing and arts and craft. It's something that I've just grown up doing. Like,
with your grandma,
very, very
right?
young age, yeah.
Yeah.
My nan, yeah.
I'm the same too, sewing. I love sewing. I love anything creative. It's hard to find the time to sew though, because when you start a project, it is so difficult to finish.
Time consuming.
Yeah. Yep. But I feel like having textiles, like, as a subject, we have the opportunity multiple times a week to sew, and our teacher is so amazing. Our classes really tight knit, and we really have fun with it.
That's good. I think that the teacher-student relationships are very important in your senior years too. Like,
that's
they can
sure.
be super influential, like, to you without even realizing. And it's almost as if they're working for you. Like, it might not seem like it, but they are so much help. Like, I look back on my year 11 education and what I did, and I'm like, wow.
Like, listen to your teachers, guys.
Yeah, listen to your teachers. Yeah. But we're not talking about school anymore. Yeah, guys, we have enough of school.
Yeah.
No more school. Another hobby of mine, well, like, it's a real hobby. I don't know if you can call TikTok a hobby, but I play sports, and I think it's refreshing. I only play soccer, like, in the winter season, but I think it's great to, I'm not saying everyone should do sports, but I think getting outside is a good thing, even if it's going on walks. And it's not even about, like, physical.
It's so good for your mental health.
Mental, like, well-being. Just sit outside. Don't even have to move outside.
Leave your phone inside.
Yeah, but, like, just making time for your friends, your family, your partners, maybe even, like,
building stronger relationships.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People, it's as much as you might think you are independent, I think that having someone and having some sort of relationship with someone is quite beneficial.
Very much so. And I know for a fact that through me playing lawn bowls, I'm connecting with people that I would never be connected with otherwise.
Totally.
And people are like, oh, old people are so boring. There's certainly a lot of lively old men out there.
Well, but I'm glad.
Focus on building relationships with those around you.
Yeah.
And those that you're...
Sorry to jump in.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's really, really important to, like, especially, like, I feel like now we're in our senior year, it's so important to connect with people that you wouldn't normally talk to. Like, talk to different people. You don't know, like, who can surprise you. Like, 2 years ago, Shannon and I barely knew each other. And I love her, so...
I love you too.
Like, you just, you don't know, like, you become friends with unexpected people, and that's such an important important part of growing up in general.
I know for a fact I haven't interacted with any of you very much before this point.
No.
Like, outside of year 10, outside of year 10 when I was sitting next to Matilda.
Another thing I was going to say is that, like, if you do badly on an assignment or an exam, do not, like, stress. Like, your life isn't over. Many of us have probably felt that way, like, during, like, our prelim results.
Yeah.
Or, like, other assignments. Like, your life is not over. You're so young. You have so many other opportunities to prove yourself. And maybe, like, reflect if, you know, like, you're not exceeding your potential. Maybe reflect on, like, your study methods or, like, how you went about that process and what you can change.
Thank you for tuning in to the Future Voices Sustainability series. Make sure to stay connected and listen out for our next episode as students continue to explore and discuss youth-nominated topics. A heartfelt thank you goes out to senior high school participants, visiting teaching staff, Charles Sturt lecturers, and all special guests for their invaluable contribution in bringing this podcast to life. A special acknowledgement to Sustainability at Charles Sturt, who supported this work through a sustainability project grant. You can find out more about this inspired work happening across our university in the annual Charles Sturt Sustainability Development Goals Report.